My concerns are the report is limited to hard infrastructural engineering solutions, which I don't think are the only solutions to coastal erosion. I think it was our director of services said today that you can't fight nature. And in ways, it feels to me that that's what's being suggested, is that we try to fight it. My other major concerns are that every hard infrastructure along a shoreline has an impact further along the shoreline. We've seen that at the water waste treatment plant, where we've seen huge erosion directly afterwards, where a hard surface meets a soft surface and the tide impacts it. So there has been no assessment of how this will impact our coastline further on down the line. And my concern is that we are creating a problem further on down the line that we haven't yet thought of. Also, I'm really conscious that we're a surfing village. And if you're putting all of this hard rock armour along the seafront, how are surfers going to get into the water? And is it going to impact the visual impression that people come to enjoy in Strandhill? So those are two major worries that I have, and also the fact that we haven't looked at alternatives. So I was raising those queries and asking that we look at alternatives before we seek funding for this, for deciding on this path.
And I guess the big kind of counter argument to your feelings there were the matter of urgency and that it was imperative to get it done as quickly as possible. Do you see the sense in that, or are you still kind of saying we have time to weigh up options? Is that your thoughts?
Urgency is a very linear thing. I think we were told that there is 1 in 100 year chance of overlapping flooding. We were told that in 100 years we'll lose a certain amount of shoreline. This is, you know, it's happening gradually, it's happening constantly. When we have a storm, it'll impact things further. When that storm happens, nobody knows. It could be later on this year, it could be in 10 years time. So I feel timing was used as a pressure point to make people react. Yes, it is an immediate issue, but are we going to ultimately create a bigger problem that we'll end up trying to resolve later on? I don't believe in reacting and being reactive without actually thinking through what you're doing and looking at alternatives.